To serve you better, this call may be recorded for training and quality purposes.
Thank you for calling CycleMet. Please listen closely as the menu options have changed. For hours of operation, press 4. For pricing and directions, please press 5. For Bernie, press 21. For David, press...
Your call is being transferred.
CycleMet.
Hey, is Bernie there?
Yes, he's calling.
Yeah, this is Taylor. I'm calling from Cardiff.
Cardiff?
Correct.
What's Cardiff?
Cardiff, we're a private business bank. I'm actually calling in to reference some financing you guys did with Commerce National Bank.
Financing that we did with them?
Correct. Back in 2012. Does that ring a bell?
What do you need to know about any financing with Commerce National Bank?
No, I don't need to know any financing. Based on the past financing you guys done, I'm following up on a pre-approved finance offer that we sent out to you guys.
I don't know that we're interested, but you can talk to him. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, is Bernie?
It is.
Hey, Bernie, this is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Hey, well, I'm just calling to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we have for you in a relationship to some financing you did with Commerce National Bank in 2012. Does that ring a bell by chance?
Some financing we did?
Yeah. The reason why I asked is because it's what we based our offer on. We have you pre-approved for some working capital and equipment. And I was just kind of seeing if you took any big accounts on our projects that are coming up in the next couple months that may need some additional capital equipment around there.
How'd you get this information?
Well, like I said, after UCC filing, when you do take out a loan, it just becomes public knowledge.
Okay, because we don't borrow money for equipment.
Okay.
We don't borrow money. We don't normally borrow money.
Do you fund everything using internal cash?
We do.
Okay. You're not working with any banks right now?
We are working with banks, but we always need a bank. But no, we fund everything internally.
Okay. Are you on a line of credit or a business loan with them?
We do have a line of credit.
Line of credit, yeah. So we're not trying to replace any banking relationships you have right now. We're more of a secondary funder, secondary funding kind of business bank. And you know, would you be able to tell me kind of what your gross annual sales are?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, not a problem. Well, the only reason why I asked is because one of the programs that we have is for capital unsecured cash. And so, based off your gross annual sales,
out of curiosity, how much did you okay me for?
We average $250,000, but what I was saying is, based on your gross annual sales, we're able to take 10 to 15% of that and give it to you as unsecured cash, which is the reason why I was asking.
Yeah, if you want to send me something, I'll just put it in a file in case the need happens to come up.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. Can I get an email?
You can send it to Sandy at CycleMet. Sandy at CycleMet, CycleMet.
Okay. .com. Awesome. Yeah, I'll wrap this up. And yeah, just keep me in mind in case anything happens.
We don't normally borrow money. I mean, that's really not our thing.
Not a problem. Not a problem. You know, things change in the future. You know, if you take on
that's
any
right. You
big
know,
accounts.
Nothing lasts forever, and you don't know what our needs are, what we're going to want to purchase or something. Or
most definitely.
We don't want to use our own money, but...
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense to leverage our money instead of yours in case, you know, you need to use it towards other aspects of your business.
What's your interest rate? What do you charge?
Well, like I said, we got a bunch of different programs. The equipment financing, we started, I know you don't do equipment financing, but that starts in the middle single digits. Mid to single digits, that's where it starts at. And working capital is the unsecured cash program I was talking about. It just depends on a lot of different factors. What were you thinking about using it for?
I don't have anything in mind.
Okay, well, yeah, there's a bunch of different
factors.
But you
never know if something is going to come up. I mean,
exactly.
My opinion is I don't like banks. I don't like to borrow money. But
right.
That isn't the same opinion on everybody here. So.
Right. Well, we do the programs that we have.
My wife is a CPA, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so she has different ideas than I do. I just don't like banks. So.
Are you talking about Sandy?
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, you know, the programs that we have, they're very different than the traditional banking, what might offer you, which is why it may make sense do business
it
with
might.
Us than your traditional.
And I'm kind of stepping down anyway. My son David's taking over. And
oh, really?
Just talk to him.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. What's going on? It's time to go?
I'm semi-retired. It's time for me to try to step back and... My son's in the biz involved, and he's real involved, and he's in the growth mode. So
he's learning.
I don't know. Yeah, he's been here a number of years, so he's
okay. Right on.
We're turning everything over to him. So that's why I say things. Nothing lasts forever.
Yeah. Oh man, kind of sad about leaving? You're gonna miss it?
Oh, I still come in every day. I'm still involved. I still have my hands in it, but it's still my money. So
of course.
Yeah, so I don't, no hard feelings. I think we've done pretty well, so.
Okay, how long have you guys been in business for?
35 years.
Oh, right on. Do you guys mostly do commercial?
No, actually we're pretty much retail.
Retail, okay. Mm-hmm. Right on. Okay, well,
Send something to Sandy. And then,
definitely.
You know, that's really not my bag anyway. I don't. The only thing I want from a banker is a pen and a calendar. So,
I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
just in case things change, I'll send her a quick email here.
That's fine. Very good.
All right, Bernard. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good one. Bye.